I'm John!
And I'm Mike.
And you're listening to All Yesterday's Parties.
That's it. That's really, you went for something a bit different there, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
You went for going on the brain bombs approach.
I did. Yeah, the brain bombs. But I didn't scream about
murder.
Limbs.
And unpleasantness.
Yeah.
But there we go. Yes, welcome back to episode 2 of series 2.5.
Isn't it just...
Isn't it good? Isn't it grand?
So good. So wow.
Yeah, such podcast. Very wow. God. Yeah, so yeah, well, what we're doing, once again, is talking about the lovely, lovely set of acts.
Yes.
Who'll be playing at the Safe as Milk Festival. Is that their Prestatyn Pontins?
Yes.
See, I didn't say Pontins in Prestatyn this time, so you couldn't say, I've fallen out again. Oh, yeah. Yes, Prestatyn Pontins.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're massively looking forward to.
We are.
Yeah, but before we do that, we're going to do a little thing that we used to do back when we were first, you know, doing this podcast.
Back in day.
Back in day. We like to firstly talk about our beer.
Yes.
And then follow up with a bit of irrelevant news.
Oh.
Irrelevant and... irreverent. Stop. So you're on the same beer as yesterday, aren't you? The Lakeland Gold from Hawkshead Brewery, just outside of Kendall.
That's them.
Lovely brewery, that is.
Lovely brewery.
I'm on something a little less British. I am on Piston Head Custom Lager.
Nice.
Custom with a K. There's a big score on it.
Oh,
it's so edgy.
Like kind of Day of the Dead sort of.
Brutal brewing, it says on the side. Oh, co-op, what are you doing to me? A Swedish lager, if I'm fairly certain. And a very pleasant one.
Good.
They do one called Full Amber, which is a red lager.
Yeah.
Which I do prefer to this one. But this is a perfectly good lager in a smaller can.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a Coke-sized can like they do these days. Crazy.
Yeah.
Those craft beer people. Mm. Oh, what are they doing? They're different sized receptacles.
They should put those in a vending machine.
No, they shouldn't, John.
At work.
Because then children might drink them, John. Children. Think of the children, John. Stop thinking of the children, John. Think of something else.
Okay.
Think of this, John.
I've gone through that whole process now.
Yeah, think of this story that is fresh off the press. Pretty much for today, the day we're recording it.
Oh, well.
But obviously not the day that this is going to be released.
No.
Because today is the 17th of December. This was from the 15th of December in San Bernardino, California.
Yep.
The headline begins, Sex Toys Used to Help Chase Off Armed Robber.
Hoorah!
Fucking rah. There's a video with this as well, which I'll probably end up posting on the Tumblr at night. Remember to keep watching the Tumblr as well. There's a lot of things that I put on there with some nonsense.
Yes.
So this will probably wind up on there.
Yep.
Basically, here's the story. Two feisty employees of a San Bernardino sex shop fought off an armed robber, yelling at him and throwing sex toys to chase him out of the store with no money. So yeah, it's all caught on the CCTV at Lotions and Lace.
Ooh.
Which is a deeply uninspiring name, to be honest.
Yes.
You don't want lotions and lace at the same time, I don't think, because lotions imply kind of a reduction of friction, and lace is a whole other thing, and that's just chafing, waiting to happen.
But you just end up with little pockets of drying lotion up in the lace.
That's horrible.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Lotions or lace, I think, but that's just my preference.
Yes.
But yeah, a man walked in with his face covered, pointing what appeared to be a gun. Store employee Amy, possibly an assumed name, it is in little bunny ears there, said she wasn't scared. She was convinced the gun was a fake and she was having none of it. And there she quotes, with the gun he walked in. She turns to Yoda for that first bit there.
With the gun he walked in.
With the gun. with the gun he walked in. I just thought he was trying to be funny to scare us.
Yeah.
Really? But then I saw the gun and I was like, really? I don't have time for this. I love this woman already. Yes. I like Amy.
Yeah.
She started yelling at him, and at one point he grabbed her. That's when a co-worker at the store started throwing sex toys at him. Eventually he fled the store empty-handed.
I just really look at somebody coming up with a gun and go, really?
Really? I ain't got time for this shit. But yeah, the video's great, because it pretty much... What it doesn't capture is how long the guy was there pointing a gun at this woman, this Amy, and she just shouting at him. She really is having none of it. And then the other woman comes over, picks up a dong from the counter. she gets a couple of good hits after just chucking these rubberized penile through the air at this guy's face. And eventually just he doesn't kind of run away, he just kind of backs off a bit like, uh-oh.
I wasn't prepared for this.
Yeah, I don't think anyone could really be prepared for being smacked about the face with a dildo.
Well, you know, I go into work with my fingers crossed every damn day.
But yes, that little story pleased me no end.
That is very good.
No end, John.
No end.
No end.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Penis joke. So it's nice this at the end. San Bernardino police also said they generally recommend people don't confront armed robbers.
Generally.
Just generally. unless you're carrying a 10-inch black rib knobbler. But enough game on.
My luck will be in then.
let's talk about the music, John. What are the bands that we've got on for today, John? Tell me, John.
So, this week we've got Islam Chipsy and Eek. Chrome and Circle.
There's a definite disparity in names. There's definitely one of these things is not like the other. Got two nice little short ones then. Islam Chipsy and Eek.
Oddly, actually, on Safer's Milk's... Well, yeah, that's another good point. We have already said we're going to be talking about acts that we'll be seeing at Safer's Milk Festival.
I have mentioned that, John, but it's always worth mentioning again.
It is, yes.
Isn't it, John?
That's what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
On Safer's Milk's website, for the artist profile page for Islam Chipsy and Eek, they link to a YouTube video, and Eek is like E.E.K.
Yes, it's all capital, little acronym.
Whereas on the actual website, it just says Eek.
Almost just like someone's just getting a bit overexcited about Islam Gypsy.
Eek!
Eek!
Yeah, so there's a bit of another one of those little conjectures, a bit like Bon Iver, Bon Iver. Is it Eek or is it E-E-K?
I'm going to go with Eek because it just pleases me to say Islam Gypsy.
Yeah, so the first bit of the bio. Much musical migration has occurred between North Africa and Western Europe in recent years.
I'm riding high on that alliteration there. I was loving that.
Yeah.
Much musical migration.
Much musical migration. And you can't deny we're all the richer for this glorious cultural influx. One of the most electrifying exports is Islam Chipsy and his blazing trio, Eek. Chipsy's fabulously showboating keyboard flourishes, backed by his raging double drummers, bring the street sounds of his native Cairo all the way to Prestatyn.
Why, John? Is it coming out?
It is, Mike.
Oh,
yeah. It is. I didn't know they had double. I didn't know there were double drummers. I haven't done a great deal of research. You see, I listened to the music on the old Spotify there, of which there wasn't a great deal.
Yeah, see, I went down the YouTube's route.
Yeah.
And just kind of had a bit of a dabble. I found a handy little four-track thing posted by 100 Copies Music,
yeah,
which I think might be responsible for the distribution of some of their stuff in this country,
okay,
possibly. I too have not done a massive amount. One thing I did love about them, before I even got down to the music, was the name Islam Chipsy, because it's not his actual name. I've got his first name is Islam,
yes,
and his second name is something else, but he's gone with Chipsy for his... And I love how much that is probably going to annoy and confuse a lot of British fascists. Because, you know, for Islam, oh, he's a dirty Muslimic.
Yeah.
But then Chipsy, it's a bit like Chippy.
Yeah.
Like an old British Chippy.
Yeah.
Get down to Chipsy, get fish and Chipsy. Lovely.
All the Britain firsters are so scared and confused.
They're all scared and confused. They don't know what he is.
No.
You know, is he Muslimic? Or is
are
he
we supposed to hate
Chipsy?
Him? Or are we supposed to love him?
Eat him with some gravy. But yeah, fortunately we're not one of them.
We're not.
We just like to mock them.
Yes.
For being dicks. But no, I gave it a right old listen. Those four tracks have been posted by 100 Copies Music on YouTube. Bugger me backwards. That was some cracking stuff.
Yes.
Really great. I mean, the Islam of the Gypsy is pretty, very much a keyboard virtuoso.
He
just chucks out some mad rhythms on your keyboard. Some of it a little bit chiptune-y. There's one track in particular that just sounded like an 80s video game.
I was about to say there's a very 8-bit style to what I have heard.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
But then you've got these, to call them kind of dual drummers, that seems to actually diminish their contribution. It's more kind of dual percussion.
Yeah.
Because there's all kinds of stuff going on there, rhythmic thunder.
Which should be the name of their album. Rhythmic Thunder.
Rhythmic Thunder. But yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
I was well into that.
Yeah.
Ah, a little refreshing on the beverage there.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think, John? What did you listen to?
What did I listen to? I listened to some of the artist picks that were on Spotify because it didn't feel like what I was looking for. I couldn't find a great deal of, so I didn't listen to a massive amount. There is a track called Trinity 2, featuring Eek. And then there is a single called The Bullet, which has three tracks, including Trinity 2. Actually. So I didn't listen. Compared to everything else, I listened to moderately truffle.
Well, there's not always a massive amount of recorded output for some people, you know, so you listen to what you can.
And I suppose that's one of the things that could come from this festival, is that if there are artists on it that don't have a great deal of recorded output, then you've just got to try and scrape together what you can. So
One thing I have been interested in, I've been mentioned on the website, is the live lathe pressings.
What?
Live lathe pressings. You know, when they kind of hand press records,
right,
using a lathe.
Okay.
And they're doing that at the festival. And I think the plan is for certain performances to be pressed onto vinyl. So they record the performance, press it onto vinyl.
Okay.
And you can buy it probably at a ridiculous price, you know, because that kind of thing ain't going to be cheap. But to get one for, like say you see it, that'd be fantastic. One-of-a-kind performance.
Yeah.
And then there it is on vinyl. Oh, I'd dig into my pockets, I think, for that. That'd be pretty cool. But I am just hoping that Islam Chipsy and Eek have some kind of something on the merch table that I can take home with me, because I want to listen to more
than...
of their stuff. Plus, the performance, listening to the record was invigorating. I actually listened to it before going to bed, which was a massive tactical error.
You're wired.
Because I was just sat there. Worse than bloody Attack for that. You know, I was just going.
And then
like I'd just taken a big double espresso. Yeah. You know.
Just nodding constantly. Yeah. And meanwhile, the guy next door is just, all he can hear is.
That didn't help either. I chased for the beat, mate. Yeah. But yeah, it's...
Bloke next door is just like, they were bloody always at it next door.
Fortunately, my wife is a heavy sleeper.
How heavy? I'm about 10 or 11 stone.
Shut up, John.
Righto.
Press the button, John. Just... Better.
Thank you.
Right, so moving on from Islam Chipsy and... and on to Chrome.
They've been going for a while, haven't they?
Haven't they, John? Haven't they just formed in 1975, I believe? I think released their classic album Half Machine Lip Moves in 1979.
Yeah, and I had to look for the album title on Spotify because I could not find the artist properly for Love Nor Money.
Yes, it's one of those where you just tap Chrome in and then everything that isn't what you're looking for crops up.
First.
Fortunately, they had their own page on Bandcamp.
Yes.
So I managed to track that down.
Yeah. So I listened to an album called Red Exposure.
One of their later albums, second or third, I believe.
It struck me as kind of bleak. But that very special sort of 80s bleak that goes with things like Blade Runner.
Yeah. I see. I know exactly the kind of thing you mean.
Yeah. That was how I felt about that. I don't know what my favourite track from it was, but one of my favourite album, one of the song titles is Raining Milk, which
would, taken literally, would become quite unpleasant quite quickly when they, you know, when the gutter started to curdle.
Well, yeah, you'd need a pretty good drainage system to deal with that.
Yeah, really. Well, one day it's raining milk, the next day the streets are clogged with yoghurt.
The hills are alive. Fucking yoghurt. Oh, God, it's on me.
The smell.
Yeah, so...
Wait till it turns to cheese, then you'll be right.
Bring out your crackers. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how well I gel with bleak 80s kind of electronic rock.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does tend to sort of just set a pall over everything.
Paul. Who's Paul?
It's a bloke who's really dismal.
Dismal Paul. I know him.
He's very dismal.
I'm just at the party, having a great time, having a drink, talking to friends. Walking out this dismal Paul.
Yeah, he walks in and he just goes, I've got a hole in my shoes.
Oh, fuck off, dismal Paul. It's not like it's raining milk.
Actually, get out.
Get out, dismal. Go and stand in the milky rain, dismal Paul.
That'd be a lesson to you. No, wear your most absorbent clothes.
Aww. No, nobody's so dismal, poor Paul. No. I feel sorry for him now. Anyway, that's how they get you though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I listened to a bit of Crime as well. Otherwise it would have been a bit remiss of me.
It would have been a bit.
I listened to the aforementioned Half Machine Lip Moves.
Which
is a weird title. That was a bit of an earlier one. That album is about as old as I am, which gives you an idea of how old I am.
Mm.
Yes. I also just want to quickly address the name of the... Hello, next door. surviving guitarist.
Yes.
Helios Creed.
That's quite a name.
That's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
He's going to be performing there. He's going to be the main guy.
So, is he going to have a band? Because this is...
I assume so. Otherwise, it would be billed as Helios Creed rather than Crown.
Mm.
So I assume that he's going to be the main focus.
He's basically the sugar babes of the electronic rock.
Except, scene. Instead of them just kicking someone out, someone did die, John. So,
well,
it's
quite insensitive.
None of the sugar babes have died, John. Yet.
They have
as far as we know.
They have in my eyes.
Oh.
But it is it's in the sense that if you have a shovel and the head falls off the shovel and you replace the shovel head,
it's still the same shovel.
Yeah.
But he obviously was one of the most important members of the band because he had an impressive guitar sound.
Yes,
it was very influential.
Mm.
Because they definitely did a kind of a garage rock with a semi-industrial vibe to it. Half Machine Lip Moves. Not quite as bleak, to me at least, as the one that you listen to.
Right.
Not particularly cheerful.
No.
It's still a semi-industrial rock deal with heavy slashing guitars.
Yeah.
But just a bit. It just felt a bit more, hey, let's make some fucking music.
Yes.
Not like George Formby, though. It didn't literally sound like that. I kind of wish that I'd heard it sooner in my life.
Yes.
Because I've heard a lot of things similar since, which quite possibly were influenced by...
Chrome. Yeah.
So, listening to Chrome now, I'm kind of like, oh, this sounds a bit like such and such. It doesn't sound much like such and such.
No.
They're a bit more kind of jazz fusion.
Yeah.
Such and such.
Peter Crazy Such guy. And John Such.
John Such and Paul Dismal. But yeah, it's... It was great though. It's the kind of thing that definitely fits into my kind of thing.
Mm.
So it immediately appealed to me, even if it didn't strike me as being incredibly innovative. which obviously is unfair because at the time Polly was.
From the point of view of somebody who has been more touched by the people innovated by it.
Yes.
I think that's
possibly, yes.
Yes. You know what I mean?
There are a lot of words, and I think everyone will know what you're driving at. Yes. So that's the important thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's all I feel I need to say about Chrome. Liked
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Thoroughly.
Yeah.
So, fair enough, John.
Yeah. This leaves us with...
Soikle!
God damn it!
Tell us about Soikle, John. Bring us something up on that Savers Milk website.
That they have these days.
Mm.
Down by the bins. The tiny nation of Finland, population 5.4 million, has certainly outdone itself in servicing the rest of the world without their musical magic in recent years. Altered Wonderment from S, Kiila, Kamialse...
Yes!
Istvat, and others spreading dopey grins across Europe and the US via labels such as Phonal and Ectro. The latter label's proprietor, Jussi Lehtisalo, is also the face of that juggernaut of seminal Finnish cosmic Circle. Formed in 91, Circle's release schedule has been as urgent and insistent as their live shows. Subjecting themselves to continual reinvention, Circle are as likely to deliver a krautrock-heavy series of Steve Reich-inspired phase rock or dark psychedelia as they are riff-drenched stompers that Judas Priest would be proud of.
Mm.
On record and on stage, Circle are the consummate entertainers.
Now, this one intrigued me.
Yes.
Because, again, I picked up a nice early album, but again, a debut.
Right.
I think it was their debut, anyway. It's very highly regarded in rock circles. So Maronia,
yeah,
is one I listened to. And that was released in 94.
Right, okay.
At which time, you know, I'd have been right there up for something like this.
Yes.
But yet it somehow seems to have completely passed me by up until now.
Mm.
I'm fairly certain I've never encountered this band before. And
yeah.
Given the kind of things I do listen to, I'm a little upset, frankly. I'm a little upset. I'm only just getting around to it. Because this is bloody brilliant.
Yeah.
It started off... There were a couple of tracks that started off almost sounding a little bit like early Verve.
Yeah.
Kind of before they discovered Dad Rock and The Definite Article. You know, it's just when they were just Verve and they were making slightly droney, slightly spacey, slightly psychedelic stuff, which was a damn sight better than the guff they were churning out to Mass Appeal later.
Yeah.
And then it kind of, it took a couple of left turns and got a bit of a crowd rock thing.
Yeah.
There's a bit of an electronic vibe later on.
Yeah.
Some straight head down metal at some point. So it's a cracking bit of double kick drum. They've just kind of played around in various different adjoining fields of rock and metal.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful.
I listened to an album from 2014 called Leviathan.
Mm.
And
so you're a bit more up to date.
Yes. And it is probably my favourite thing I've listened to for the Safe as Milk set so far. But I can't really put a finger on how it sounded. What I can tell you is that out of everything that I've listened to on Spotify so far, this is the only one that I've saved.
Mm.
What does that tell you? It just had a really engaging sound, and there was almost something about it that sounded, when I listened to Leviathan, it had an air of sort of spiritual Native American chanting.
Mm.
Almost.
Mm.
Which sounds a bit strange when I say that out loud, especially knowing that they're from Finland.
Mm. You can sound like something without being something, and yes. It'll be influenced by another nation's culture.
Yes. And it did kind of have that feel to it,
mm.
to me. It felt like it was inspired by a culture that wasn't necessarily theirs. But not in such a way that it was demeaning it,
yeah, okay.
Or... misappropriating it, yeah. No. But it was a really interesting album, and I've earmarked them to listen to more stuff by them. So
well, I definitely do recommend Maronia.
Yeah.
or Meronia. I don't know how it's pronounced. I'm presuming it's Meronia.
Mm.
If anyone wishes to correct us, you know.
Meronia.
Right here.
Meronia sounds more like a medical complaint.
It does, doesn't it?
It does a bit.
Throwing something in your ear.
Yeah.
With a marrow. Or the marrow attached to a heron.
That would hurt. If a marrow attached to a heron collided with you and went down the side of your face.
Oh, then you've definitely got Meronia.
No, that would that's pain.
That's no damn good.
It's literal but pain. It's,
I know you like a bit of an unusual complex rhythm.
Yeah.
And there's a few of those on
Meronia.
Yeah, there's some really interesting stuff where the guitar kind of it fits in a bit of a repetitive chugging thing.
Yeah.
But there are distinct changes at different.
Yeah.
It's hard really to explain, especially with someone who doesn't really perform the music.
No.
You'd probably be able to describe it maybe a little better if you heard it, but I definitely recommend giving it a shot.
Yeah, it certainly will be.
It's very interesting indeed.
Excellent.
So yes, I was a big fan of that.
Super. Yes. Yeah. That's been an interesting set of musics that we've listened to.
So John, imagine.
Yes. Right,
you're in the chalet.
I'm at one end of the.
You're at one end of the site.
Holiday
camp. And the the stage at the other end.
All the other
way. Raining milk.
Oh.
And dismal Paul stood outside the door. He's knocking on. He wants to tell you about this conversation he's had with Celine Dion about Titanic.
Yeah.
Oh, it's rubbish. You really don't want to go out there.
You want to stay in
and have a nice Bovril.
Yeah.
Nice
hot Bovril.
Who's playing on the other side of the venue that you just have to put on your best sou'wester and brave the yoghurt?
Do you want to wear your best sou'wester for you?
Second best sou'wester.
Thank you. Circle.
They're the ones that make you brave the dairy downstream.
The dairy downstream.
Dairy downpour, I suppose.
Dairy downpour. That's wonderful. Yes, I would certainly brave. I can't think of a word for rain that begins with M.
Yeah. The pasteurised precipitation.
Oh my, damn it!
I'm on fire!
You see, you're on fire! And I am not putting you out.
Well, yeah, I'd agree that I would definitely have a good long think about it if Circle were playing. But I think Islam Chipsy and Eek would be the ones who would actually drag me.
Yeah,
bodily across.
I think it's between those two.
Yeah, I think Circle. I'm probably going to be at the back of the auditorium when I watch them.
Yeah,
because I bet they make a hell of a racket.
Yeah.
You remember when we saw Heads?
I
at ATP.
Do.
And we were right against the back wall, and everything was vibrating.
Yes.
I'd imagine Circle make a similar kind of racket.
I do remember that.
I'm only going to be down the front for that of them. Brave.
Out of today's three, I think Chrome are my least likely to see.
But I'm definitely going to swing by.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to, you know, unless there's something majorly wonderful on the other stage.
Yeah.
You know, if say, you know, Atakak is on the other stage, and I think, oh, sorry, Chrome, I'm gonna swerve that.
I've just realised something.
What?
I've just realised something. What we're heading towards here, we're heading towards some sort of championship of Safe as Milk acts.
Yeah, I've realised that as well, John. This could be very interesting for a later episode once we've basically ranked all of our favourites.
Ranked.
Shut up, John. But I think we've basically agreed that, you know, Circle. Very, very appealing. Islam Chipsy, also very appealing.
Chrome. Less so.
Good. Still good. Still worth a check out.
Yeah.
Just somehow just not quite as... Not grasping high of the cojones as the other two.
Not as high on our personal priority list. Yeah.
Maybe they're high on your list. Maybe you should tell us about it, because we're on Twitter and Facebook.
Maybe
it's... And there's the Tumblr as well.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe it's raining milk.
is this a good time for the end credits?
It probably is, John. Yeah. I think we're just talking shit, man.
Woohoo!
Back in the saddle.
You have been listening to All Yesterday's Party.
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh yes. The music, as you can hear, is by Attack of the Vapors. And the podcast is hosted by...
Audio Boom!